Dual Impressions, one album, two perspectives. Listen as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Swoop's Wake Up.
You know what? Nick, you introduce us this week.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah?
Introduce us.
That's not part of our comedy routine, wait. James.
I'm just trying to shake things up. You've been on the show just as many times as I have.
Well, with it this week, we have the lovely and sexy James Arnold, who's still single, ladies and gents, if, you know, James will have you. James, say hello.
Hello.
There you go.
All right, and next week we will be back to me introducing us. The madman on the other end of the line is Nick Ahern, and we are here to talk about Swoop's release, Wake Up, which has been it's been big this week. It hit top 5 for iTunes hip hop charts. It just came out this week, brand new, and I like it. To go ahead and tip my hat before we get started, but let's dive into this, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, I liked it, and that's a deep review right there. What did you think?
I liked it a lot.
All right, and we're done. That was fun.
Yeah, let's go home. More beers for everyone. No, it's one of those albums that I listened to the first couple times, and nothing stood out to me. And I listened to it again after, you know, leaving it alone, because we had extra time, you know, to listen to our stuff this week.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nice just to listen to it over again, and a lot of things really popped out of me. The production is beautiful. It's intense.
Really
it's aggressive. It sounds like something pulled off of mainstream hip-hop in a good way.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, like, you have Schizo Hollow Dreams interlude with Tadashi and 6-minute long burst of a song.
That's a great track.
Man, like, then you follow with Blind Eyes, The Good American. Oh, man, like, there's... Yeah, I couldn't think of a track I actually was, like, skip. Like, there's no fancy on this album. Yes, fancy has become my standard of bad song.
Yes, it really has. Which, with good reason. But, yeah, like, I think this is one of the best-sounding hip-hop albums on the Christian market today. And maybe just on the market. Like, it just sounds that good. I love Swoop's voice. I love the aggression that he brings to it. And I have got to just say this. He has some of the best wordplay I've ever heard. When I first heard Mirage, which is one of the few tracks where he really speeds things up, I just stopped listening to the album, restarted that song, and just listened to it 3 more times before finishing the album the first time. Because it was just so good. Now, part of it was the speed, so I was kind of getting lost in there a little bit, not because of his delivery, but just because it's a lot to take in. I'm still thinking about one line, and the next line is already beating me over the head. But I just love that track, and the whole album is solid, but that track, just, I was like, nope, this is the wordplay, this is it, this is well done, this is the best song that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, it's, like, listening to this album, it reminded me of what, you've watched Zero Punctuation, right, with Yonatsu Kuroshaw?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's like his review for Bioshock. It opens, it focuses on his little, you know, avatar or whatever it is, and all he does is kind of look at the camera and go, yeah, it's pretty good. And then it cuts to the credits, and he says nothing evil or nothing mean about it. I mean, then he comes back, you know, actually gives his critiques, but
right. It's
one of those where I kind of listen to, like, the only thing I can really do right now is nitpick. And I love nitpicking, but I actually want to be nice. I've been working on being nicer to people.
Yeah, and being nice is good. And being nice is good, but we're critics, and we're going to do the nitpicking thing, because as much as we love this album, and that'll be reflected when we give our scores, let's nitpick the album. So I'll give my biggest gripe with the album, and it's not a huge deal, but I actually found the whole interlude to the next track at the end of a track thing way frustrating by the end, because it just happened so often. It was like I'd have trouble picking up this CD in the middle, because if I don't start on the track prior, I miss out on the interlude. And if I don't start on that track prior, maybe I miss out on that interlude. And so it almost felt like the interludes were were just getting in the way of me having each individual song. But on the flip side of that, that's part of what brings the whole album together the way it ends up working. So
yeah, it's a way of creating flow.
Right, and so there's a sense in which it's like, God, like I really wish that I could just pick up at any track. If I go to Murder Me, I've missed the interlude beforehand. If I go to Lullaby, it's the same way. But on the other hand, like as an album, it ends up working really well.
Yeah, listening to it over and over, it flows like so well.
It really does.
It's like Gang's album, where it just goes, you know?
Yeah.
And there's really no stopping it.
Alright, it's your turn to nitpick. I want to hear what you have to say about
this. Thinking, I was a big kind of Dream Slave or Murder Me.
Okay.
And I did notice that the album, in comparison to our last controversial review, the album is not as long, but it's pretty long. Like, it's well over an hour long. That actually didn't bother me because one, he changes topics and changes flow, like you said on what was the fast track you did? I think it was Mirage.
Mirage.
Yeah, where he goes fast, he goes slow. He's got an epic voice. Yeah. He's got great production, so it all works. But it's kind of like Game's album. You kind of got to sit and just listen to it all the way through. You almost do the album an injustice by picking out specific tracks to listen to.
Yeah, this album,
I really didn't dig the first two tracks. I'm always horrible. Ideality. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a really long day.
That's okay.
Those two tracks did not sell me on the album, so I actually started getting really nervous. I'm like, oh no, is this going to be, you know... Yeah, Fantasy, you know, came around and that was hot. But that worked. But you know, Schizo and Hollow Dreams featuring Tadashi. Ooh, that's a beast of a song.
I actually
stopped and I hit repeat and listened to that song. It says I'm listening to it right now really low. 58 times. it's become one of my favorite tracks. Like it's emotionally intense. You can hear it almost sounds like they're about to start crying in the middle of their aggression. Which I'm saying, I'm like, I have no idea where this song's even going, and I'm hooked. I'm gonna rave about that. I've got almost suspicious love for Tadashi. I'm not, like, just gonna say it, but it's that track, beast. So I love that track.
Oh man, I kind of hope he listens to this, and I really hope he's not offended.
But
that's really funny.
Actually, there's nothing I can say that won't make it sound any better.
No.
So I'm just not gonna touch it.
No,
I'm gonna leave that alone.
So what are your gripes with the album? The length and
there are a couple tracks that didn't work for me, and I agree with you. The prelude doesn't help, it doesn't seem to. It keeps the album consistent, but it's almost something I would have liked to have seen sacrificed.
Yeah,
song, it differs enough to where it's consistent with the flow of the album. It almost seems the interlude just kind of is too much, you know?
Yeah, on the one hand, I'm really hesitant about it, and it's because of the difficulties of like, oh, listen to this song. No, if I want to introduce someone to this album, I have to let them listen to the whole album. It's like over an hour long of an investment to try and hook them. Whereas with a lot of albums, I can shoot them a track. Now, I might be able to pull that off with some tracks on here, but it's hard to do it justice that way. So I could shoot you Make War from Tadashi, and you're going to go, yep, Tadashi, I'm a Tadashi fan. And I could shoot someone, you know, Mirage by Swoop, and maybe make them a Swoop fan, but I don't know that they'll become a Wake Up fan the way that you might have become a fan of one of Tadashi's albums just from one song. Because there's almost that, it's like proof texting almost, which is sometimes efficient, but not necessarily good hermeneutics.
Yeah, it makes for a great tweet. It doesn't make for a good argument necessarily.
Right. But one way or the other, we've got very few gripes with this album because it's very good. And I wanna stress that partially because you and I, more so you, but Dual Impressions as a whole tends to be pretty critical. We tend to come down negative because, well, we want the world to have the best music, and we want Christians to be producing the best possible music. We're harsh because we believe in critical analysis. We believe in making the industry better. But we're also here to praise what's praiseworthy. So this, I love this album. I think you can say the same thing. Do we want to do our wrap up?
Yeah, let's do our wrap up.
Let's do a quick wrap up, and then we're gonna comment on another couple songs from someone else real quick. So go ahead and do your paragraph, and then I'll do mine.
Yeah, just overall, having, of course, I think it's easiest these days just to assume the album's gonna suck, and then just listen to it and have your expectations blown away, because that way you're not disappointed in any regard. So listening to it, you know, through a couple times, like I said before, but also listening to the production, and it's layered, it's complex, and you could turn off, you know, the lyrics, not that you'd want to, because the lyrics are awesome, but you can turn off the lyrics and just listen to the sounds, and this sounds like you've got trailer music, you've got, you know, shootout music, you've got fight music, you've got, you know, reflective emotional music, you know, like, where is it, Blind Eyes, you know, The Good American, you know, Kristen Gray and all that. So you have a nice variety of a lot of stuff that work on mainstream hip-hop, it'd work at a church concert. You know, there's just so much here that you can work with. An album, gripes aside, is consistent, but it still throws enough curveballs at you to keep you swinging away. And it's a great little journey, and I think I give it a 4 out of 5.
Other than Bad Meets Evil, I think that's a record for you.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, Swoop's Wake Up. It's his second album, but his first with Collision Records. And this is probably the first time most people are going to listen to him, at least on an album of his own. People may know him from High Society Collective or from a couple features he's done, including with guys like Lecrae and Pastor 83. But really, this is going to be a lot of people's introduction, and it's... Man, is it a good introduction. I love this album from beginning to end, in spite of my minor gripes with things like the preludes that lead into tracks that, while it pulls the album together, in some ways can end up harming individual tracks. I still think this is one of the best albums I've heard of the year. It's already been nominated for a Lime Award on our site. We do Lime Awards every year, and it's already nominated because the person who gave the written review for this album, who was not either of us, gave it a 5 out of 5. And I'm actually going to second that. There's not much on this album that I can even dispute liking, in spite of my small gripes. This album is near perfect, and that's where we land on 5 out of 5. So this thing came out with an average of 4 out of 5 from us.
Four and a half
out of five, I misspoke. Which is nuts. This is on par for the best album we've ever reviewed.
Yeah. Of course, Detox hasn't come out yet, but you know, whatever.
That's true. Now, I do want to make a quick crack at our number one fan, Michael Wilds, because I know he's going to listen to this, and I don't think he's a fan of this album. We were talking about it on Facebook, and he's like, I don't know, man. I'm pretty hesitant. It definitely gets above a 3, but that's all I can say. And I just want to say he's wrong. Can I just say that on the air? I want to say
he's wrong. Well, let's see. As the world's meanest and most cynical critic, Michael, you is wrong. So saith the Apostle Paul as well, but you know, that's an inside joke.
Alright, so before we go, we're going to briefly touch down on an artist who is sort of related to Swoop, at least insofar as they're both in High Society Collective. Sho Baraka has a release out. I don't know if the release is called Hello Revolution, or that's the name he's going under with the guy who produced it. It's a little unclear to me at this point, but that's okay. It actually ends up being 4 tracks, but 3 of them are versions of the same song. We've got an instrumental and a live and a studio version. So we just want to briefly comment on it and say whether or not we liked it. So what do you think of this little 2-song, 4-track wonder?
Yeah, I dug Hello Change. I thought it was... what is it? I almost blew out my speaker because the bass in this track is incredible. Lyrics are tight. It works really well. You got cool snare. You got beat. I don't know. It works really nice. Just technically, lyrically, yeah. No complaints. Killed Jesus, praised Judas. I had to listen to it 3 or 4 times. I'm still not sold on it.
Really?
I think the drums are what's throwing me off.
Oh, they're so good, though.
No, they're good, but I'm not... I don't know, like... I think it's just... I'm going to come down and say that's personal taste. Has nothing to do with the album's personal taste.
All right, I actually land opposite of you, so we can have fun with that. I think Hello Change is a fun track. It's pretty well done, but it just didn't grab me. Whereas Kill Jesus, Praise Judas was actually pretty awesome. You should definitely check out the video for it, though, if you haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, I've been Calvin's been pestering me to check it out, so I out of love for my boss, I'll definitely go do that.
Yeah, it's worth it. So there's our 2 cents on a little release from. It looks like he's actually going by Hello Revolution, and it's called Protest Package 1.
Yeah, as a little teaser, it works nicely, and you guys should definitely check it out.
Yeah, let's see what they come out with next. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Dual Impressions. I'm JF Arnold, and I've got with me Nick Ahern. Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening.